KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas in Southeast Nebraska. A wind chill watch begins at 6 a.m. Thursday morning and continues until noon Friday. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until midnight Friday morning. Mainly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 20. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 11 tonight, cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 12.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, both senators from the state of Kansas, Senator Terry Moran, along with Senator Roger Marshall, have voted to pass the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. WIBW reports in a statement from U.S. Senator Terry Moran, in passing of the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, he said, quote, "The strength and preparedness of our military is a direct deterrent to our adversaries, making certain our men and women in uniform have the cutting-edge technology, an arsenal of advanced weapons, and ample support for the military families will determine the long-term success of our military." Senator Roger Marshall also released a statement regarding the bill that was included into it by removing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for military service members, saying, quote, "Thousands of brave service members were stripped of their dignity when they were forced out of duty by this administration's radical vaccine politics, and rolling back this mandate restores some of that dignity." Both senators also said they were proud to support the bill that gives an increased compensation for military servicemen and women. Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Universities across the state of Kansas have started holding their fall graduations, as the latest included Washburn University out of Topeka with their Friday evening commencement ceremonies out of Lee Arena. For KSNT News reports that 118 graduates from 9 different college programs were recognized during Friday's commencement that took place both at Lee Arena along with the Petro Allied Health Center. The ceremony included graduations for those that are graduating from the School of Applied Studies, School of Business, School of Nursing, and School of Law. According to the university, they say their graduation rate has risen 6.3% for 2022 to compare to last year. That's been on the rise since 2018, that they say is well above the national average for that same time frame. Overall, the U.S. Department of Education has reported more than 1,300 public and private four-year institutions have seen an increase of graduation rates of near 1.6% for the national average. In other news, if a candle is sitting under your Christmas tree as a gift, you may want to be aware of the Good Matters 3-Wick candles, as Advantage Sales and Marketing is recalling more than 30,000 of the candles, saying they burn too hot and are causing fire and laceration hazards.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the holidays officially here, many may be seeing a bit of a quote-unquote shopping hangover after the holidays with how much money was spent during the holiday season. But the good news is the gas prices have been slowly on the decline, and they may stay that way for a while as well. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that AAA has released their latest report on gas prices, showing overall gas prices are at a near 15-month low, with the national average sitting at $3.18 a gallon. Nebraska's average right now at $2.94. And while that may be good, many economic experts are concerned about the amount of money that was spent during holiday shopping from leftover COVID-19 relief funds.
We knew at the onset of this holiday season it would be anything but typical. What's causing that, I think, is that there has been gains in both jobs and wages, and there's still the availability to use the backlog of savings, although it's dwindling.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Democratic Committee met Thursday and nominated Ruth Martin to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring as Register of Deeds. Martin has served as Deputy Register and worked in the Marshall County office these past several years. She will assume the remainder of the term through 2024 if approved by the governor. Public Works Administrator presented Marshall County Commissioners with a public notice of a proposed vacation of a county road in Bigelow Township. That is scheduled Monday, December 27th at 9 a.m. Public Works has been working with Temps Disposal in regards to a change in the way the county does recycling. Currently, Marysville, Axtell, Frankfort, and Valley Heights own their own recycling trailers that are being pulled and disposed of by the county recycling coordinator. Some of the trailers are not in the best of shape, and the entities are having issues insuring them. Temps will buy 4 recycling trailers to put at the locations, making recycling available 24/7, and the county will pay a monthly rental fee and will pay for each time the trailer is dumped. This will eliminate the Saturday morning recycling drop-off. Commissioners agreed to move forward with the plan. Washington County Commissioners discussed miscommunication about ambulance services being shut down if they go countywide. A decision as to how to move forward has not been finalized. It was suggested a board be established to recommend an oversight person for the 4 ambulance services. Funding and staffing remain to be decided. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed a request to list phone numbers and/or emails on the county website for planning and zoning members. There had been some constituents who tried to find the numbers and were unable. A motion to that effect died for lack of a second after board members noted they had no negative feedback currently, and the chair does a good job being point of contact. Another similar motion failed 2-5. Planning and zoning postponed a meeting on solar regulations until January to review a request by the public present at the planning meeting and hearing held December 6th. 2 drivers at the GP plant north of Blue Rapids got into an altercation Friday, resulting in arrest of the pair and a lockdown at the plant. A man and woman reportedly were involved near the front gate, and authorities had received a call that the woman was coming from Marysville with a shotgun, which she apparently pointed at the man. They were arrested, and charges have not been filed as yet. The two were not associated with the Georgia Pacific plant, which was locked down for safety of employees who gathered at a safe area until authorities arrived. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office took a report of theft by deception. An unknown person posing as an individual's granddaughter requested payment of several $1,000s in cash for bond money. It was determined this was a scam and involved a man and a woman posing as a granddaughter and her attorney.
1,000 barrels of oil released from a pipeline break in Washington County has been recovered, with some 400 response team personnel now on site. A unified command team, including TC Energy, the EPA, and Kansas Department of Health and Environment, continue efforts to recover, clean up, and investigate the situation. Sabotage has been ruled out, and there is no timeline established as to completion or restart. 14 landowners are being compensated, among those directly affected, and indirectly for use of property to allow for access and cleanup. Drinking water has not been compromised, and there have been no problems with air quality. 4 miles of Mill Creek were reportedly affected from the pipeline leak, which occurred December 8th. A Wetmore man was killed and a passenger injured in a fatality accident Friday afternoon in Lyon County. 79-year-old Wayne Sigenhagen lost control on I-335 and his vehicle rolled several times, with the driver dead at the scene. And a passenger, 76-year-old Anna Sigenhagen, injured in the accident. She was transported to Topeka Hospital with serious injuries. Again, the fatality, Wayne Sigenhagen. The injury, Anna Sigenhagen of Wetmore. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds Tuesday, December 20th, is deadline for payment of 2022 first half property taxes, which may be paid in person at the Treasurer's Office, at most local banks, by mail, or online at marshallcoks.org. Taxpayers reminded to include their payment stubs. Tuesday, December 20th, deadline for property tax payments. Ernest F. McKeever, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30, at the First Presbyterian Church in Beatrice, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hove Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Ernest McKeever. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. Henry W. Coolman, age 93, of Lynn, passed away December 11. Private memorial services will be held at a later date, with an E.L. Swinson Rook Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Henry Coolman. Dr. Richard E. Bramlage, age 74, passed away December 15th. Funeral arrangements pending, with Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Dr. Richard Bramlage.
Double the joy! Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday morning, and a wind chill watch will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Friday afternoon. Conditions staying drier today before a large cold front will start to move through on Wednesday. Temperatures will start to stay cooler throughout the rest of this week before warming up throughout the weekend. The system will bring very chilly temperatures, snow showers, and gusty winds. For today, staying sunny with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Snow showers will begin throughout Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 20s and lower 30s. And cooling down rapidly throughout Wednesday night, snow showers likely staying cloudy with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens. Northeast winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. More snow showers likely throughout Thursday, cloudy with our highs just above and below zero, and clearing up Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 22 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:07.
Weather can change abruptly this time of year, but we've never seen anything like Illinois' sudden change day. That story in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 20th, the 354th day of the year. Actor Jonah Hill has a birthday, and it's the 186th anniversary of one of the most brutal temperature drops ever experienced. Oral histories in Illinois refer to it as the Sudden Change Day or Cold Tuesday. December 20th of 1836 began as a mild one, but around noontime, a 70-mile-per-hour wind sent the temperature plummeting from 40 degrees to zero in a matter of moments. Those who lived through it said the change was almost instantaneous. Stories were told of chickens frozen in their tracks, men frozen to their saddles, and waves frozen solid in ponds, just as the gale had formed them. It's one of the most remarkable stories of weather extremes in American history. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After winning the Big 12 football championship, the Kansas State Wildcats have been on the road for their 19-stop championship trophy tour that began last week as they are on the last stretch of that coming into today. As their final stops include Garden City, Liberal, and Dodge City throughout the day today, as they have been touring across the state of Kansas for the opportunity for fans to be able to take photos with the trophy. Head coach Chris Kleiman said, "We can't thank our fans enough as our crowds were electric all season and created an unbelievable atmosphere in Arlington. We were playing for them as much as we are playing for each other, and we are excited to share this championship with them." Other stops that have been throughout the tour over the last week included Great Bend, Hutchinson, Wichita, and Emporia, along with numerous locations in Manhattan, Concordia, Marysville, and Atchison, Chanute, Topeka, Kansas City, Salina, Hayes, and Colby. Today, you can see the trophy in Garden City at the Southwind Golf and Dining between 8 and 10 a.m., in Liberal at the Old Chicago between noon and 2, and the Boot Hill Distillery in Dodge City from 4 to 6. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Broadwatch Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
In women's college basketball, the Kansas Jayhawks have pulled up to number 22 in the national polls for the women's basketball team after their pull-ahead victory against Tulsa on Friday night last week, 81-62. Bekiah Franklin scored 26 points in total, with Tyana Jackson and Ayana Chatzianti posted double-doubles throughout the game. In total, Franklin shot 9 of the 14 shots with three-pointers for the Jayhawks, with Jackson finishing with 17 points and 11 rebounds. In total, the Jayhawks shot 43% overall, 40% from the three-point range, and made 19 of their 22 free throws. Tulsa ended up shooting 21.4% on the floor in the second half and made just 5 of their 15 from the distance. The Jayhawk women are sitting 10-0 for the season right now, as their next tip-off is on Wednesday evening against the Nebraska Cornhuskers on the road, with tip-off at 6 p.m. After the game against Nebraska, they stay on the road and go through the holidays, moving down to Oklahoma to take on the Cowboys at Oklahoma State on Saturday, December 31st, with tip-off at 4 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night basketball action in girls play. Hanover took Diller O'Dell 59-42 and Frankfort beat Blue Valley 68-39. In boys play, Hanover trimmed Diller O'Dell 61-46 while Blue Valley held off Frankfort 61-43. Tuesday night tip-offs, Axtell home to Linden. Lynn tips off at Blue Valley and Centralia travels to Wetmore.
The Hanover Wildcats sweep the Griffins of Diller Odell here on Monday night action as the girls were victorious 59-42, boys victorious 61-46. In the girls' action, they were led by Hannah Juneman with 15, 10 points also from Macy Hawley. Diller Odell was led in 18 points by Leia Weirs, but she fouled out with 4:15 left to play in the game as that is all she wrote for the Griffins. Griffins dropped the 4-3 on the year as the Lady Wildcats move on to 5-0. In the boys' matchup, they were led in part by Josh Jarbanicki. He had 18 points. Chase Bruno also pitched in 15 as all starters scored for the Wildcats, including 9 off the bench. For Diller Odell, they were led by Cooper Morgan with 17 and Caden Sutton, who had 12, but it wasn't enough as the Hanover Wildcats pulled away 61-46 victorious. Hanover now moves to 4-1 on the season as Diller Odell moves to 3-4. Next contest for the Wildcats will be the 3rd of January at Lynn. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blaski.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. When you think of holly, you may picture glossy, pointed evergreen leaves and red berries. But there are more than 400 different hollies. Some are evergreen, others deciduous, and many native to North America. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mountain holly is deciduous, hardy in zones 4 to 6, and native to moist woodlands, swamps, marshes, and bogs in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Upper Midwest, as well as Eastern Canada. It tolerates sun, shade, and wet soil, making it a great choice for rain gardens or other wet and low-lying areas in the landscape. Possum haw is another deciduous holly that is native to Maryland, Virginia, and south to Florida, west to Texas, and into Mexico. It's hardy in zones 5 to 9 and more tolerant of alkaline soils than most hollies. The dull green leaves turn purplish-yellow in fall, revealing orange to scarlet berries that persist through winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
In the summer of 1858, U.S. soldiers went to Utah to put down a supposed Mormon rebellion. However, their 3-year stay in the Utah Territory saw no military action. Some believe it may have all been a ruse to help the cause of the Secretary of War. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In 1857, word reached the White House that Mormons in the Utah Territory were rebelling against the U.S. government. President James Buchanan ordered 1/3 of the entire U.S. Army to head to Utah. They were met by resistance from the Mormons under Brigham Young.
As far as they were concerned, there was going to be a battle or a war going on. And so he was gathering troops to counteract the United States Army coming at the same time. And fortunately, during that winter of 57 and 58, cooler heads prevailed and got together and came up with a peace agreement that the Army could come into Utah.
But the fort could not be in the Salt Lake Valley, and so it was built here in Fairfield, about 40 miles to the south of Salt Lake City.
Some believe the rumors of rebellion were stoked by Secretary of War Floyd, who saw a much larger civil war looming on the horizon.
There are a couple conspiracy theories. None have really been verified that it was really John Floyd who was the Secretary of War, who encouraged Brigham Young to send troops to Utah, telling him that there was a rebellion going on when in fact he didn't know for sure. But being Secretary of War, seeing that a civil war was coming up, he was from the South, Virginia, and wanted the army off the East Coast, which basically he got with that.
Floyd may have helped the South in another way when the new fort was built in Utah.
He was also in charge of all the Army contracts for Camp Floyd, and he would only hire Southern businessmen for those. And we don't know exactly for sure because he fixed all the books as he left the Union, but spent somewhere between $14 and $40 million on Camp Floyd, trying to keep him supplied out here.
What happened to Camp Floyd? It's next time as we travel the countryside in Fairfield, Utah. I'm Andrew McCray.
Over what to do with your garden and landscaping? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Hire a garden coach who can give you the advice and encouragement you're looking for as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
My gardens and I like to make changes here and there, but I'm not always sure how to do it. Sometimes all we need is a fresh eye to hone in on a spot in the garden that's driving us nuts or advice on how to tear it all up and start over. You can hire garden coaches such as master gardeners and other horticultural experts to help. Robin Hegland is the founder of a garden coaching company and says coaches empower people to have the landscape they want by teaching them the skills they need.
We come out, we meet with the person, maybe sending out a questionnaire ahead of time so we can gather some data, understand what their goals are, how much time are they willing to invest in the space, what level of detail do they already understand. Then when we get together, we take a look at the space together and get to know each other. And out of that, we can develop a program.
Hegland says sometimes it only takes a couple of hours of teaching to pull everything together. However, you and the coach decide how many sessions will be needed to accomplish your goals.
There may be a session where someone comes in and teaches you how to prune, and that comes out of understanding how plants grow. They may teach you how to understand your soil, where to take soil samples, why you send them into labs for testing. They may come in and help you evaluate your spaces for design, so taking a look at how to maximize usage for patios, for decks, and things like that.
Most garden coaches focus on empowering you to do the work yourself. However, there are some who like to get their hands dirty. They'll help you design your garden, plant it, take care of it, and harvest the produce, sharing their expertise with you along the way. Learn more about hiring a garden coach at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
one thing I've always loved about the new year is that it feels like a fresh beginning, a time to reset and experience new opportunities. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Whenever the new year rolls around, I use it as an opportunity to review some of my long-term goals. Understanding what you want down the road and how you're going to use your finances to get there is an important element to planning. But sometimes life can get busy, and that long-term preparation can take a backseat to more immediate financial demands and priorities. This is why it's helpful to work with a financial professional. A financial professional can help you look at your broader life picture and your values and your beliefs so you can make a plan for both your current and future needs. So take this new season as an opportunity to look down the road and evaluate what you're planning for. It will help you be more purposeful with your finances so you can live a more meaningful life today and tomorrow.
Health fair labs are being offered all year round for Washington County residents at the Washington County Health Department, offering a blood profile with over 40 tests for $45, vitamin D level available for $35, and a men's PSA test for $30. These labs are available all year round, Monday through Thursdays from 8 a.m. until 11:30. Call for your appointment at 325-2600. Vaccinations available Monday through Friday. Call for more information.
Smaller farms will be involved in the latest round of partnerships for climate smart commodities funded by the USDA. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your soy checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your soy checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack last week announced the second wave of projects to be funded by a new federal initiative called Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities.
We think that we will learn from these projects that indeed climate smart practices do reduce greenhouse gas emissions connected to agriculture. We believe that maybe as much as 60 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent could be reduced as a result of the promises and commitments made in these projects.
Vilsack says the latest round includes 71 projects sharing a $325 million funding pool.
We expect and anticipate with this investment that at least 60,000 farmers across the United States will participate in one or more projects. All sizes of farming operations involved, all commodities, all methods of production, and projects in every single state of this great country.
Vilsack also pointed out that the latest round focuses on underserved constituencies.
And we think this is also an opportunity to perhaps create a sense of single purpose within American agriculture and food production, a unifying opportunity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, this is Tuesday, December the 20th. Here's a look at your ag news. It looks like that China is easing some of the COVID restrictions. Is that good news? Here's John Hereth with the U.S. Meat Export Federation.
China's easing of many COVID restrictions is tremendous news for red meat demand, but it will take some time for restaurants and retail outlets to see a bounce from these changes. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, notes that China will have to work through a dramatic COVID surge first.
What is interesting about this whole thing is that this dismantling has taken place at a time of a huge new surge in COVID cases. And I think everyone was kind of expecting that because of this naive immunity that the population had. A very small percentage of the population have had COVID. So this is their first real wave. So overall, the direction is positive. We can already see that in cities like Beijing and Guangzhou, probably within a couple of weeks, they will have hit a peak. And so how this plays out to the economy is still very difficult to predict. One factor that probably will supercharge the wave is the vast internal population movements that happened before the Chinese New Year.
There are also indications that beef inventories in China have been building, but Haggard is optimistic for an uptick in demand in 2023.
U.S. beef exports to China have been stellar so far this year. This is going to be a record year. We are aware that inventories have been building of all imported beef. It's because of the poor retail environment over the last couple months. And things are still uncertain, as I mentioned before. But I think there's optimism about next year.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.
And let's look at your ag news on this Tuesday, December 20th.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Feeding sows too much or too little affects the bottom line. Use body condition scoring to adjust their feed intake on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Element of successful and consistent swine reproduction is making sure sows don't gain or lose too much weight between litters. It's a balancing act because feeding too much or too little also has economic repercussions. Using body condition scoring will help you adjust their feeding levels. Ken Stalder is a professor of animal science at Iowa State University. He says to score sows on a 5-point scale 30 days after breeding and then again once a month after that.
You want it on a 3-ish. The other thing I would say that ideal body condition score can vary a little bit by farm and genetic type. So to sit here and say exactly what it is, I'm going to be hesitant to do that. But somewhere in that 3 area.
You're looking for an overall shape and combination of fat and muscle reserves. The fat is the energy source that the sow has available. The muscle is protein she can use to supply the nutrients in the milk that nourishes her litter.
When I body condition score them, I look from the rear because I can see the spine from the rear. If it's bumped up there, that's probably an indication she's too thin. I can come in behind her and palpate her ribs. I can palpate those hip joints. And, you know, if I really feel those too easily, she's really too thin as well.
If you're not able to do this visually or aren't experienced at it, Stalder recommends using a caliper designed specifically for this purpose. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about swine body condition scoring at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you. On this Tuesday, here's what we're looking at right now. Corn for March at 651 and a quarter. That's up four. May corn at 651 and a half. That's up three and a half. Kansas City wheat for March, 846 right now. That's up two and a half. Kansas City wheat for May at 839 and a half. That's up two currently. March oats, 333 and a half. That's up a quarter. Oats for May, 334. That's up one and a quarter. Soybeans for January, 1481 and a half. That's up 20 and three quarters. Soybeans for March at 1482 and a quarter, up 18 and three quarters. Cotton for March, 8717. That's up $3.09. Cotton for May, up $2.64 at 86.60. Live cattle for December, down 22 and a half cents right now at 155 and a nickel. Live cattle for February, down 40 cents right now at 155.65. Feeder cattle for January, up $1.77 and a half at 183.87. Feeder cattle for March at 185.07, and that's up $1.27.5 currently. Crude oil for January, $75.77 is your current price per barrel. That's up 58 cents. Crude oil for February, $76.06, that's up 68 cents. Gold for December, $18.18 and 20 cents is your price right now. That's up $30.50. Gold for February, $18.24.30. That's up $26.60. Silver for December, $24.17. That's up $1.14. Silver for March at $24.24.5. That's up $1.04. Wall Street right now, Dow Jones up 183. S&P up 15. NASDAQ up 28 right now. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Tuesday.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
In light of the disruptions in beef packing that occurred as a result of the global pandemic in 2020, policy and announcements that followed indicated that some in the industry planned for packing expansions. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Lee Scholes, a livestock economist out of Iowa State University, says that many of those strategic plans may have changed.
In the last couple of years, there's been a lot of publicly announced plans for beef packing capacity additions. First, we got to remember that projects of this size, they take a lot of time. And a lot of these publicly announced plans for additions really even predate the Biden administration committing $1 billion of American Rescue Plan funds to this expansion of independent processing capacities. According to reports, maybe about 20,000 head per day of possible expansions. That's quite a bit when we realize we slaughter about 125,000 a day. Now, realizing that some of these planned additions have already been paused indefinitely. Others that are still in the works have changed some timelines. Some probably will not come to fruition, and probably some new projects that we're not even talking about now will materialize.
Scholz explained some of the specific challenges facing these expansions this year.
Building material prices have increased almost 40% if you compare back to 2020. Interest rates have started to increase, and there's anticipation that we'll see further increases. And labor is extremely tight. So I think there's a lot of factors that are impacting Packers' interest in additions right now. Then you also have to look at the cattle supply. You know, there's forecasts over the next 2 years, we could see a 10% decline in cattle numbers. And so, you know, as you look at the availability of cattle and the price of those cattle, I think that factors into decisions about packing capacity additions as well.
He shares that he wouldn't be surprised to see some small expansions come to fruition, but that different circumstances exist for small and large packing facilities.
Each one of those additions, and that's small or large, you know, I think if they follow through is really given the condition of each situation. So I'm always hesitant to give some blanket statements here, right? I indicated in the discussion that, you know, there's a lot of factors that have changed over the last couple of years, and I think that's impacting some decisions here, but there's certainly going to be some plants that follow through, realizing that there's a lot of small plants out there that slaughter roughly one head per day. That's not a lot of what publicly announced additions that I'm talking about. It's more of the large plants that we've heard news of coming online. That's very few plants, but they do slaughter a big part of the cattle out there.
Once again, that was Iowa State University livestock economist Lee Scholz. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.